Shane, job well done. You were obviously amongst the early starters. You knew Guy was coming later, but were you feeling confident after your round that you would hold on?
I was confident enough because I watched Billy Toomey go. I thought that was the marker. And yesterday in the accumulator, I was a fraction slower than Billy, but I had the last. So I knew our horses are about the same speed. He had one extra stride to the double. So I thought if I could go one less there, I can be a smidgen up. So that was my plan. And then it was just put enough of pressure on Guy, and it worked.
This horse obviously good and sharp. And just tell us about this horse a little bit and how he's progressing under your care.
Yeah, I got him. My first show was last year with him in July. Bowlesworth, he won a class there, and he's kind of been the bridesmaid all the time. He's a lot of times second. He won a very good class this year in Sopot in Poland, the Grand Prix qualifier. He jumped really good, so he's been consistent. The last couple of shows he's been a little bit unlucky. For example, the Longines International in Hickstead, he was four times the fastest time and one down. So, but he's normally, the good thing about him is you don't have to ride fast to be fast with him, and you can turn him on a sixpence and he can jump out of anywhere. Like, I think one stride is enough for him to jump.
Sounds like the perfect speed horse.
Yeah, he is. He is a perfect speed horse, and he's jumped 4-star Grand Prix clear. He actually jumped one World Cup. He had the second last fence down. He's jumped the Hickstead Derby. I thought I was going to win that. I can't believe it. We knocked the Black Gate and the Wall. Like, oh my God, how can you knock those? So he's very versatile. He can do anything.
So you talk about this horse, great for him to get a win. How do you assess your 2016? Has it been as you would like, or has it been one of frustration? Where does it rate?
It was a little bit steady at the start of the year. Golden Hawk was off. And when Golden Hawk came back in, that was a big relief on Acoustic Solo. Golden Hawk took over doing the Grand Prix, and it was great to be second in Dublin on home ground. The win would have been a dream, but second was great. So the year in general, been a little bit up and down. It's like anything, we need to keep on top of these world ranking points and try and get as many of those as we can to get into these good shows. But I'm delighted, and it's always great to have a win at the Horse of the Year show. It's kind of a good venue to be winning at, and I really like this show. Personally, I really like it. I think it's a great atmosphere and thoroughly enjoy it. And for the owner of Acoustic Solo, Bina, she's not here today, unfortunately, but I spoke with her this morning and she told me, oh, you'll win today. So I'm delighted, because she's always slagging me that I'm always the bridesmaid. So.
Well, be a good telephone call to make.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Well done. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you.